jibba jabba. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We don't care who wins. We just want a really good storyline. In fact, we hope nobody wins tonight so we can keep playing this game.
Hi, Shep.
That was the wrong tape. It was Shep Smith.
That was Shep Smith.
Give me a momento, please.
He's good.
We don't care who wins.
Do you think Brian Bolter from Channel 5 here tries to pretend to be Shepard Smith?
I think Brian Bolter tries to be something. I'm not sure if it's Shepard Smith, but he's definitely got a he's got that sarcastic sour milk expression on his face for a particular reason.
Anyway, here's a tape of House.
You live according to God's 600 commandments, right?
613.
You understand them all?
Takes a lifetime of learning.
But you follow the ones you don't understand because the ones you do understand make sense, and you believe that the guy who created them knows what he's doing.
Of course.
So, you will trust my diagnosis, and you'll let me treat her, because in this temple, I am Dr. Yahweh.
I want a new doctor.
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
It's doing something.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I'll tell you who it's not. It's not my girlfriend. Thank God for her. As Mike's seen this move over the years, as soon as we went to break, first thing it is, pick the phone.
Well, you have to.
I mean, hello. Are you mad? And surprisingly, that's why I love this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Not at all.
Good. Well, that's good.
She said, did I leave anything at all out? And she said, oh, yeah, you left a lot of stuff out. And I said, like what? And she said, well, another time. She'd actually make a list. Although,
so she's feeling it a little bit, too.
She said,
and I believe the gentleman, whoever we're speaking of, his privacy is completely protected.
Sure. She said that he had sent her an email today saying, thank you for your hospitality.
Okay.
But on the back end of this email, he also alluded to the fact that we have a beach place in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's what she was saying, that he was alluding to the fact that he might want to come visit us again. And this was just the email.
Well, you know what,
today.
Really? I know, because I know this is sensitive, because it's her family, and you got to walk that tightrope with that.
Yeah.
But
Janet,
boy, I'd love to hear that. I mean,
Janet,
if you can protect his privacy, I'd love to hear that email.
Janet, if you want to call in, call in. If you want to talk about the guy that you
setting
email,
the table for summertime.
Oh, no, Mike, not summertime.
Oh, spring?
No, I believe like
celebrating your retirement?
No, I think like in 3 weeks. Now, Janet,
wow.
Janet called in because I don't want to call and put her in an awkward position.
Could be wrong.
So we'll just wait and see if she calls in now, okay? See if she wants to talk about the email.
Yeah, and I'm going to shut up because I've got theories coming out of my ears here because I really...
All I know is that
now that I think of it, I think perhaps. No, I'm not going to say that.
She was not mad with anything that I said.
I'm not going to go any further with it. I think I was very, very intense.
She said it was a very accurate description of what happened over the weekend.
I recognized it. You were describing, and we all have family members like that.
It's familiar.
And then she just said that she got an email from him about the beach.
Sure.
So we'll wait and see. Oh, here, hold on. This is not her. This is just a caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? This is Pablo from Stockton.
Yes, hello, Pablo.
How you doing?
Hello. I got a theory. He was using you guys as an alibi.
An alibi?
Alibi.
Yeah, Mike alluded to maybe he, you know, maybe his wife is chopped up somewhere.
That was Don that said that, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
But still, I would not be an alibi for him. I mean, he was with us, but if he was with us, he couldn't have been chopping up his wife at the same time.
Unless he was paying somebody else to do it.
Exactly.
And traveling with the dog.
You said he was a brainiac.
And, with that police chief that's the Peterson guy that's they're digging up ex-wives right and left and finding out they were murdered. You know, everybody's thinking along those terms now.
Well, she's not called in. I'll just let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just let it go.
I think we covered it.
Yeah. I would be curious to know what was in that email, though.
Oh, sure. Well, you
as would I.
Okay. You're curious right
There's
now.
There's only one way to skin a peach.
That's right.
To skin an apple. The only one way to live with gusto. Go for the gold.
Wow.
Drink Pabst Blue Ribbon. Go nuts. Go crazy.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
Well, everybody's calling her.
Maybe that's God saying, don't call right now.
Don't pursue it. I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you'll get more information coming up.
Yep.
Phone's ringing.
She's calling here.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, what's wrong with this phone? Hello?
Hi there.
You know? Hey, I'm going to call you on your cell.
Oh.
Bye. Some people we call it home, and we get that awful Darth Vader sound.
Yeah, we had that with way back when with George Michael, and had a little bit of it with Jim Nance at one point, James Brown, everybody on that line, that one line.
And Bernstein all the time.
Right.
Crazy Bernstein.
I heard somebody last night calling for a dusting of snow this morning. I swear to God.
There you go. See, we don't have that ridiculous sound. Without you didn't call in right away, so I don't want to say anything that would get you in hot water with your family. But when you got the email from your cousin Brain, what did he write? You're telling me off the air. What did he write about the beach?
Well, he heard I don't know, because there's so many hours and hours and hours of conversation over Saturday and Sunday. You kind of lose track about what you're talking about, and evidently, something had been mentioned between the two of us that gave him the idea as far as when we're going to be on vacation.
Oh, holy, see, he didn't tell me this off the air. So you spilled the beer. You said that you told him.
You know, no, I have not responded to the email. What happened is that he recalled in a conversation that either you and he were having before I got up or the three of us together, something was brought up about us going on vacation.
That wasn't with me.
In a few weeks. And then he found out from another family member, don't you know, they have a place at the beach.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is a house of cards that's falling in around us.
Hey,
now.
Hey, Janet.
He sent the email to say, hey, you know, it was great. Thanks for the,
Mike, ask.
I'm sure it was an imposition.
Ask any questions you want, Mike.
Okay. Janet, let me ask you this. Janet, you know, you obviously, this is a distant cousin. This is not somebody that's been a part of your life growing up on a regular basis, right?
Our family, no.
Yes,
no.
It's somebody that's on the fringe. I've got a big Irish Catholic family. Similar, we have people that kind of float around. Is there any way, without, like, pissing people off in your family, you could do a little recon, find out, like, just, you know, how much this guy hops around and does the whole professional guest thing? Because it sounds to me, and a lot of us agree, that perhaps he is one of these professional guest kind of guys.
Well, even if he is, you've met me, you've spent time with me.
Right.
That
I'm kind
awful.
Of a nice person.
Right. Yeah.
You're way too nice.
I'm not different than anyone else in my family. So even if he is a professional guest.
You're going to glass half full it, right?
But he has. Hold on. That cell's breaking up. But are we together on this? He's never going to cross our path again.
If there's anything I can do to prevent that?
That's my girl.
Absolutely.
That's my girl. All right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Okay,
and,
bye.
Janet, I know you're nice, but, you know, this would prevent other people from getting burned. So that would be the nice thing to do.
You could be helping others.
I'll write an e-book about it, and people can download it for
$90. Put it out in a Christmas card in the form of a newsletter.
All right. Bye,
sweetie. There we go.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Cousin Brain dropped by and bilked us out of another free meal.
That grows another layer of hair if the email came from another family member who said they had heard from Cousin Brain, oh, yeah, they got a place at the beach.
Well, you know, I mean, no, I'm not. Damn it. No. I got to stop. But if it's like around the family, perhaps it's like, you know, here are directions to the Emerald City, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know? I'll tell you what, see. With Janet, Janet knows this. Janet wouldn't have a problem with this. I will do a little recon on my own.
Yeah,
I have a pretty good relationship with both of Janet's brothers who I have met.
And this wouldn't necessarily be just family members. This would be coworkers. This would be friends. This would be acquaintances.
You know what I could do? This would be the easiest. I have a really good relationship with Jan's brother, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I could shoot that cat an email that was as plain as can be.
Yeah, guys are better at it than women.
I just say, you know what, man? I could write, hey, listen, your cousin Brain came over and seems to be a bit of a freeloader. What's the deal with this guy?
Absolutely.
Does it happen to you?
I'll probably get the real answer.
Where does Brain live, just in general terms?
New York City, actually.
Well, you know what? You could make a stop at his place someday.
That's the thing. You don't want to do that.
Oh, better. Send Bart. Bart likes to go to the big city.
No, see, you don't pay people back like that. You avoid.
What you got to do, you got to put the word out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let the other unsuspecting members of the family know that
right.
this guy's out there.
You don't want to be F squared with that because, you know, it's just not going to work ever, ever on any level.
Well, anyway, she's not pissed about it, so that's a good sign.
F squared means Freddy the Freeloader.
And that would show, I knew what you meant, Red Skelton. And that would show you the level of scumbag that this guy was. Because Janet's a pretty sweet person and generally doesn't say a bad thing about
anybody.
Yeah, and
I know what she said to me about being nice, but being nice might be helpful. You know, passing along to the next third cousin, right. Which really, you know, if you do the math in most families, can't you split that up to about 700 people?
Sure. And I got one more thing that I just have to throw out there. Mm-hmm. For being a guy who's Ivy League educated, and I've got an IQ beyond the stratosphere. Uh-huh. Hey, dude, put the napkin in your lap at the restaurant. And here's another thing. There's a way you hold a knife and fork. You hold a knife like this between your
like
your,
you
your
would
thumb
hold a pen
and forefinger. You don't hold it like this, like Bob Dole does, because Bob Dole has that retarded hand.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, he holds it in a way that he wants to. He holds it in a way that,
so
can
smart.
That can facilitate getting the most free food into his mouth.
Everything. Everything.
I bet. Did he load up?
Yes. He had whatever the special of the day, whatever the entree, whatever the appetizer, fresh fish special of the day was.
All right.
Then he had soup, and he had a salad, and he had New York strip steak. Uh-huh.
Dessert.
With asparagus. He had a piece of triple layer chocolate cake.
Jesus. Good.
And he had a double espresso. Not that I was counting.
Right. That is a very satisfying meal.
Sure is.
That is a very, very satisfying meal.
Well-rounded.
Sure, followed by a satisfying breakfast.
And lots of conversation and Yahtzee.
And a coffee. Soft bed to sleep in.
And a shower.
With high school girl cooties.
And also got this from him as well. As I was showing him around the house, like when he walked into my cave room where I have, it's pretty much a shrine to TV, the Green Bay Packers, and Batman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he comes in the room, and I've got that Batman cowl, like the one the guy wore on TV, mm-hmm. and it's under a plexiglass, and he walks in, and he says, oh, that's cute. Just like, and, you know, in a very dismissive way. Mm-hmm.
Condescending.
Like, yes. That's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, yeah, you bet. You should see me in it. And he said, well, wouldn't want to do that because you've obviously got that under glass. That's very important. You know, and I was looking at this guy, like, just trading it right back, and I'm going,
you know, it'll be very important. You sleeping in the garage tonight.
It is very important to me.
He made an incredible impression on you, and a lasting impression, well, and perhaps the last impression.
Yeah, and with Janet as well, I should point out that these things were not just said to me.
Right. Yeah, she was, obviously, she wouldn't let you go on like this, and if it was
important
to her to keep, you know, mum about
this. There were things that were said to Janet. Janet's an outstanding cook.
Right, yeah.
When she would make him something to eat, here's what this college-educated guy did, like with his omelet sitting at our breakfast table. He actually picked up the plate and brought it to his face and went,
smelled it.
Do you have hot sauce? But I mean real hot sauce. And she said, I think you should try it first, that I really, you
know,
work.
You know, there's more and more that keeps filtering in about this.
And
guy.
It all fits. Really,
bad table manners.
I really worked and worked on it, and he said, well, I know what I like. And she said, I maybe you know what you like, but the way I cook it, I put in a very hot cheese. I put in a lot of pepper. Just try it without. So he gives up and takes the fork the retarded way, takes a bite and goes, you're right, it's good. Do you have that hot sauce?
Yeah. And not just hot sauce.
Well,
real,
he's rude.
Real hot sauce.
There's a rudeness there, you know?
And the other thing. She's going to be so mad, but I remember this. I swear, he said this. He said, Jan, she was over by the sink. He and I are sitting at the kitchen table. He said, hey, Jan, can you come over here and bust this for me? Like she's working in a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Can you come over?
Can you come over and bust this?
Bust this. And you know what she said?
What?
I'd be glad to. And when she came over and she said, I'd be glad to, at that moment I said, excuse me, and I took the plate and I set it down. I said, nobody busses tables in this house.
Right.
And he looked up and he said, oh, my apologies. Speaking of big words, big
what
words.
What the hell is that? What big words? Bust
egghead,
that?
Egghead,
that's a restaurant
egghead,
word.
Egghead, jerk off.
Unmitigated gall.
Can you bust this for me?
That's what he said. Can you bust this for me? Wow. And then he said, after we went through that, he said, you know, the only reason I said that was, do you remember, Janet, when you worked at that restaurant where you had to wear the roller skates?
Mr. Smooth.
And it's like, and for a moment he caught her, where she's like, yeah, you remember that, that
she
I
stayed with
there.
Her before when she was single?
Yeah, when she lived, I think, in Pittsburgh, she said, 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. One time he crashed, but he was perfect. And that's what she said.
Yeah.
When he came in Pittsburgh, all he did was show up, had his meeting, slept in the bed, and left the next
day.
Why
does he go to a hotel like normal people?
Years of practice have taught him it's not necessary.
Jeez.
Right.
That's the thing. You know, really, honest to God. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like closer family members probably don't pull that crap.
Oh, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't do that. They'd know that you would be imposing.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't do that to my family.
So anyway, that's the whole weekend, all of it, and no other
wow.
part. And again, that's why, you know, I was a little hurt with you guys. But also, you got to know this guy, like, busted my balls in smart guy ways about this. Like, at one point, Janet said, when we were trying to get him out of the house, like, giving him MapQuest before he said he had to take a shower at 11:45, and they still didn't leave for another hour and a half, she said, well, you know, it's just Cousin Brain. And I love that she called him Cousin Brain. She
Brain,
didn't call
right.
him by his name. She's like, call him
board.
Cousin It.
Right.
Cousin Brain.
She said,
is he known as the family egghead?
Well, he tells you. He okay. likes telling you a security clearance. And
right.
So I'm saying too much now. But now I forgot what I was going to say. I'm thinking about a security clearance.
He made it clear that he was a smart guy.
Yeah, over and over again. Oh.
Busting your balls in smart guy
this.
Way.
Yeah,
not so smart that he holds the knife the right way.
She's trying to get him to go, and she says, listen, because we got some stuff we got to do today, Cousin Brain. Like, one thing I want to do is I want to go to the grocery store because I want to buy a couple more copies of that newspaper to send to Mom.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and gives me a condescending look like she's saying, hey, my son has just won a Boy Scout ribbon for being able to tie his shoes.
Now, bingo. Uh-huh. Now I know why you were concerned.
So the guy's like, well, I certainly wouldn't want to.
The
guy says, I wouldn't want to get in the way of that because it was something flip-like. It's very hard to find a copy of the Sunday Washington Post anywhere on Sunday. You know, it's like, okay.
What a nice little article.
Okay, nerd, you're going to grow up to be Martin Landau. Now get the freak out of my house.
As Judge Judy says.
Maybe a cross between Frank Caliendo and Martin Lawrence.
Do you, as you tell this story,
Martin Lawrence.
Do you realize how much that he got under your skin more than maybe even you knew?
Are you kidding? Yes.
Jesus.
What an ass.
Wow.
What a bad weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm sorry.
He really insinuated himself into your weekend and you weren't expecting it.
And he said stuff to Janet that I mean, I don't feel comfortable saying stuff to her like clean by whose standards? I mean, like when he would walk around and look at stuff and say stuff, and it wasn't only in our house.
Wow.
I mean, it was like when we were in the restaurant,
right.
Everywhere we were going, all the
little diminishing comments. He was maybe, you know what he was also. He's probably a little jealous.
There were, but I mean, everywhere.
Might have been
we
a little
went.
Jealous. There Critical. Might have been a little jealousy factor there.
Everywhere we went.
Boy, sure, you know, sometimes those guys that, as brainy as they are, you know, sometimes they're having to stay with friends on the road instead of going to hotels.
I guess so.
You know, you don't know the background. You don't know what the deal is. You know.
Last thing I'll tell you, to tell you the type of cat he was, while we were playing cards on Saturday night, our bulldog Oscar let go with one of those SBDs that was just like he took a crap in the middle of the table. And this guy, and if he said this once, may I be struck by lightning. I swear to my God, Jesus Christ, he said it 50 times. Well, you don't get that with my dog. You know why? That's 28 weeks of training. Really? Because,
wow.
Like, here's what happened.
So he trained his dog not to fart?
Exactly. Mike, what I wanted to say exactly, because we're sitting at the table, and we go like,
that sounds a little kinky.
Oh, my God, what is the smell? And he says, well, you notice Barkley. And I think Janet did say something like, oh, come on, you can't teach your dog not to fart. And but he said, he kept saying over and over again, now, Oscar, back off, Oscar, back off. Now, Oscar. Oh, no. You haven't had 28 weeks of training, have you, Oscar? No. Oh, Oscar, did you make that bass? 28 weeks of training is never going to teach a dog.
At that point, you'd like to train the dog to go down into his bedroom and leave a biscuit for him.
So I think we've done enough.
Puts his foot in it in the morning.
We've done enough damage here. Yeah. I think that.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this, you never know where the other shoe will drop or whether it will at all. And, you know, I like the idea of you sending along that email to the brother.
I promise I will, and see,
you know, just track the guy, see what the guy's up to.
That I promise.
Cool.
That
man, promise. Oh, man, though, 28 weeks of training.
Yeah, for that
28
poor
weeks of training on how to insinuate yourself into somebody else's house.
Was a well-trained dog, very well-trained, but I doubt if you could say to the dog, don't fart.
Not a well-trained house guest.
I don't think so.
Not him. No, the dog was great. Boy, he's got this thing for this dog, too. It's like it wasn't a collar. It was like a...
Did he eat like that DJ we used to work with?
Oh, like Tom Kent?
TK. Did he eat fast and sloppy a little bit?
Very similar to the guy that's like not had anything to eat for a month.
He got home. He didn't see any sights. Collected his little award, probably hot-footed at home, you know?
Okay, we will be right back, my friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.